Maar wat naam, let maar dit. Shishim nevloyim, shishim v'yechad enevlolim. We know if you have a mincha and you have 60 esrenim, that's the biggest amount that you can put into one kli. Because if you, even though you have 60 esrenim in the kli, it's still possible to mix it up with a lug echad. But shishim v'yechad, if you have 61 esrenim in the kli, then enevlolim, then it's not possible to mix up the mincha with the shemen. And the v'vinabov yalak, we asked a question on this. Even if you can't make a blila, so what? To your tnan we learned, loy bolal kosha, kshera, that even if you do not make a blila on the mincha, still the mincha is kshera. You see clearly, even without a blila at all, the mincha is kshera. And on this, the Gemara answers the Yomar Abzera, that the klal is, kol haroy yalabila and bila makedas boy. The whole shayna roy yalabila, bila makedas boy. At any time, you need bila, it has to be fit. Now, if it's in a kli, that you could mix it up, even if you don't mix it up, still it's kshera. But if you have 61 esrenim, that even if you wanted to mix it up, there's too much there, there's not enough room in the kli to mix it up, then it's psula. So I'll put it clearly by regular mincha, as long as it's fit to make a blila. Even if they did not do the blila at all, still the mincha is kshera. According to Abu Dikna, when it says lo yitzchak means a zar, but it has to be done, the kshera means the same thing by blila also. That Azar did it, but it has to be done, and it's not true. The Gemara says, no, me the ears, one talking with the other one, Hokadis of Hokadis, each one is a separate halachah. I'll tell you what it says in the Mishnah, Lo Yitzhak, it means Lo Yitzhak, Krein al Azar. That a Krein did not do it, only Azar, but Yitzhak has to be done. The Chiddush is, even if Azar does it, also Ksheva. When the Mishnah says, Lo Bola, I'll tell you that means, Lo Bola Klal Enechnami, even though you did not do a Blil at all, as long as you have the Shemen and the flower there, as long as it's fit to make a blila, even though you did not do a blila at all, still it's kshera. Then the Mishnah says, "I should post a son pita merubas kshera, or else you chop it up into a lot of small pieces. Also, it's kshera." Now ask the question: Hashda le postas klal kshera? The Mishnah starts off to say, "Le postas mash we did not chop up." Again, you have this mincha ma'afetaner. Mincha is baked in an oven. It's like a challah bread. The mitzvah is posas like the pita, and supposed to chop it up into pieces. So first the Mishnah says, loy posas, if you did not chop it up at all, it's shero, if so, pita merubas miboyi, so if you chopped it up just the bigger pieces, avadit should be shero. So why does the Mishnah say two things? First, loy posas, and then it says, loy posas on pita merubas. Again, right now, pita merubas means you chopped it up into very big pieces. So pshitit kosha. Someone says, no. My piece of merubas means sheriba b'tfisim. It means that you chopped it up very much into very small pieces. That's what I mean to say. Rashi says, sheposas lo yesim yidai, that you chopped it up more than you're supposed to. So, maybe that's the chiddush. I would have thought to say that it has to be through a challah. Now that you chopped it up into such small pieces, like Dr. Flower again, maybe it's possible. Kamash will know, even though you cut it up into very, very small pieces, still the mincha is kosher. The boyisim and another parak could be li'olam pita merubais mamish. We're talking about now you chopped it up into very big pieces. And so the question is pita kshera. Madat we didn't chop it up at all, or just into one big piece. Avadit cut it up into more pieces. So much like this. Well, madatem I would have thought to say hasim odiikataris chalaf aleim. In the first case we only chopped it up into one piece just for the kmitza. Our kopon is still called a chala. So maybe that's what Shera Koponim. Abul Hoch or the later is Chalas. Here, since you chopped it up into more pieces, it's not called a Chalas anymore. For later is Tisin, he could have not called Tisin either. He chopped it up into two big pieces. It's not into pieces enough. That would have thought to say here it's worse. Kamashin or no, the kitchen, no matter what you do to it, still the mincha is Shera. Now the Gemara says, Lema, let's say, Mas Nisan, like Rabbi Shimon. Our Mishnah was not like Rabbi Shimon Shita. The Tanya learned like this. Rabbi Shimon says, "Kol kohen she'ena moida bi'avoida ein lechelak pekuna." Any kohen that's not moida means does not agree, does not do all the avoidas. He is possible to be a kohen. His ein lechelak means he doesn't get a portion in the korbanos. He can't give mechelak of matnas kuna. Because the pasuk says, "Hamakra v'zdam ashlamin v'yesachelu v'mnei Aaron." That the one that's makir of dam, Pashim is the one that brings the korban, the one that makes the zrikas adam, and the one that burns the emurim of the korban of Nayarin, is leiti asher kiyamin lemonam. He should get a portion, he should get a chilek from the matnas kuna. So the diki is moida vi avoida yeshle chelik v'kuno. Okay, that's moida means that does the avoida. He could have a chelik in taking what a kohen takes, but sheinu moida vi avoida. Okay, that's not moida and does not agree to do these avoidas. Is ein la chelik v'kuno. He has no sheikhis. He can't take a chelik from what a kohen takes. Now the aim liyelo zubuvad, maybe only by these two avoidas of the zrikas adam and the aktoras emurim, but minayin, how do we know the rabbis attest rov avoidas? How do we know all 15 avoidas that a kohen has to do? If he does not agree to one of these avoidas, we can't give him a portion in the korbanos. What are the 15 avoidas? Kitz, it says clearly hayitzikos. The first one is that a kohen mashma has to do the yitzika. He has to pour the shemen on top of the minchah the second time. The chud is not like our mishnah that says even a zaris kshera. So you have lilith and the kohen has to mix up the mincha. So you have sifah, the kohen has to chop it up into pieces. So you have lichah, the kohen has to salt the mincha. We have snufas picking it up. We have gosh to bring it closer. We have knisah, the knisah. We have toris burning the ktoris. We have malikos, the malikos by nois. That has to be by kohen. Masenka and shchita could even be bizarre. It doesn't say shchitam. We have kabbalah, kabbalah sadam. We have zoyis, zikas sadam. We have skoy sleiter, making the sleiter drink from the mayamorim is dafka kohen. Theory for segla rufom, make the segla rufom. Who tires mitzori? Rav kohen to be mitzori mitzori. When it's yes kapayim, when the kohen is dukening, bein belefnim, bein bevachutz. Whether it's inside in the beis hamidrash, whether it's vachutz outside. That says bechol year v'year in all these things. So minayin, how do we know in any one of these things that the kohen is not mudder, does not agree that he has to do it? We don't give him a portion. Tamalim it says mebnei aron, which means avoid the hamasul of aron. Any avod that's given over the Badafka Kohen has to do it. If he's not moida, does not admit to it, we do not give him a portion. His called Kohen Shein Moida Bo, Ein La Chelek Bakuna, doesn't have a sechus, doesn't receive anything from being a Kohen. So I call upon him here, Shimon says clearly, even Yitzikai, the Yitzik has to be done Badafka with the Kohen. And now Mr. will be Madaik, that even a Zar can make the Yitzikah. And when it says, Omer Rav Nachman Atayu Lekasha, Kan Beminchas Kahanim, Kan Beminchas Yisrael, that minchas Yisrael, a mincha of regular Yisrael, the bas kmitzahi, that you need a kohen to do the kmitzah of the mincha. Therefore, the klal is mikmitzah v'yelach mitzvah kuna. That when does the kohen start doing? We need a kohen by the mincha from the kmitzah v'yelach. Lila comes to teach us al yitzikah b'lila shekherah b'zal. Mashenka, what's done in the mincha before the kohen makes the kmitzah? The mosha like mixing up the first time the shemen and the flour. And then pouring a second time the yitzik of shemen in it, that's kashiv and bazaar. So where is this? It's by minchas Yisrael, that you need a kemitzah, and therefore the mitzvah kuna starts from kemitzah. Ma'ashen kein minchas kahanim. A mincha that a kohen brings, that the lochris kulay kolo, the whole thing is burnt. There's no kemitzah, the lav abas kemitzah, you do not have to make a ma'isa kemitzah. If so, where does the din kuna start? I'll tell you, mikor boy kuna. You need a kohen at the beginning of the mincha. So therefore, that the Rebbe Shimon says, that even the yitzik is after with the kohen, that's by minchas kohen. And that the Mishnah says, even with the zaris kshera, that's by minchas yisro, that there's a maisa kemitza, then the kuna starts with a maisa kemitza. Or malei rov, Rav says back, michti, let's see. Minchas kahanim, mehechis rabbi yitzikah, how do we know by minchas of a kohen? You have to have yitzikah on it, minchas yisro, well, only that's a minchas yisro. If so, Mahos and Sherem Zah, just like by Minchas Yisroel, telling me, if Kavshach was out to make the Yitzikom, the Chorot should be, Af Hochi Namik Sherem Zah, even here also the Chorot should be Kavshach with the Zah, even by Minchas Kohanim, the Chorot means, yes, no, it's still a Kavshach, according to Rabbi Shimon, Chorot Mishnah is a Mahos, like Rabbi Shimon. And he could hear me something like this, and this was a terror. But Amr Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman meant to answer, Le Kavshach is no Sira. I'll tell you, Kan B'ni Kamotzai, Kan B'shein the Kamotzai. He doesn't stop saying minchas kahanim. It means any mincha that does not need a kmitza done to it. The same type of the svara. So the mincha that needs a kmitza, so then the kuna only starts from kmitza v'elach. Before that, it's kosher bazaar. But a mincha that does not need a kmitza, then the kuna starts right away at the beginning. So again, the Gemara is the same question upon him also. All right, but our Kopar Rashi explains what the second Ikadiyam is saying. But he says, "Listen, Abbasu of Nachman also Rebuye." Minchas Nesachim to Minchas Kanim. Just like the mincha you bring by Korban, the Minchas Nesachim, it does not need a kemitzah, but also the same malach like a Minchas Kanim, that the mitzvah's kuna would start right away from Yitzikah. So again, Omale Rav, Rabbi asked the question back to Rav Nachman. No, it's not a good answer. Michti, let's see. Shei mitmotoi. These menochas, that's the minchas nesachim or minchas kahanim, that does not need a kamitza. Mehecho is rabbi tzik. How do we know the klal? You have to have this avoido. All four in the chairman, the second time on top of the mincha, mina kamotso, I should learn it out from a regular mincha, he's curled. Then he's kamitza, that's what the Torah says, the pasha of Yitziko, is so, it should be, kina kamotso, learn it out completely from a kob, from a mincha that needs kamitza. And to say, mahos and serib zar, just like by mincha, he's curled. Where does the kuna start? Only from kamitza v'elach. Before that you speak, it's kosher bizar. The whole Afakinam here also should be Sherry Bazaar. Hello, Machvar. So, my speech is like Rabbi Shimon. It comes that our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Shimon. Now the Gemara says, my time with the Rabbanon is so now the Mishnah is not like Rabbi Shimon. But what's the reason of the Rabbanon of our Mishnah? How come they said that Yitzikah is kosher even with the Zahar? Because they dashed in Omakor, the prophet says, Vayitza Koleho Shemin, the Nosan Aleho Levoina. First you have to pour the second time Shemin over the Mincha. Then you put the Levoina. And then it says, "Ve'ziyu abnei Aaron akahanim hakoyin v'komatz." Then you bring it to the kohen, and he makes the kmitza. So we darshin mikmitza v'yelach mitzvah kuna. Only from kmitza v'yelach you need a kohen to do it. Ma'ashen came lila. Come teach us al yitziko b'lila shekher b'zar. Come teach us that yitzik and b'lila is kosher b'zar. That's kind of chumim v'al mishnah. That was done before kmitza. It's even kosher with the zar. Now the Gemara says, it's over Rabbi Shimon, how does he darshin? Rabbi Shimon, he holds, B'nei Aaron HaKahanim, that's the Yud Tesmer Aleph, that when the prophet says, B'nei Aaron HaKahanim,